smoking. They're trying to now quit smoking. And now in the midst of them quitting smoking, somebody offers them a cigarette.
Mm.
They can answer it in two ways. The first way they can answer it, Paul, is to say, no, thank you. I'm trying to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And the second way they can answer it is, no, thank you. I do not smoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first answer, no, thank you. I'm trying to quit smoking. That statement alone is letting them identify themselves as being a smoker.
That's right. That's right.
A time's going to come. They're using willpower to be.
Everybody, how you doing today? It's a new day, man. I had a great conversation with Mr. Michael Ajay. He's a mindset coach. Fascinating conversation. So before we get into the entirety of the conversation, this episode of the Paul Four podcast was powered by two companies. The first one is Sales Factory Global. Sales Factory is my WhatsApp community where I teach sales and marketing Monday to Friday. We do a book review on the 15th of every month in the community. We do a Roast My Content Day on Thursdays where we tell people to post their content on that they want to post online. We do a positive critique of that. And then we also do a marketing and a sales call analysis in the group. To join the group is, I think, is $10 for a quarter to join the group. That's 3 months. So click on the link in the show notes to join the community, or 15,000 if you're in Nigeria. Also, if you want coaching for your business, you want to take your sales to the next level, click on the link in the show notes to book a coaching session for your business to help you transform your sales. And I'll help you get your next 10 clients when you book that session. And if you don't get value, we'll return your money back to you, money back guarantee. So let's get into the episode for today with Mr. Michael Ajay. Let's go. Boom. So Michael, tell us a little bit about yourself or the audience so that they have some context as we journey on this great conversation about mindset.
Excellent. First of all, Paul, I want to just thank you for the invitation to have me here on your podcast. It's always an honor and a privilege to be called upon just to have conversations with individuals like yourself. You know, I've been following your page, and to see what you're doing is absolutely inspiring. So for those who don't know me, my name is Michael Ajay. Like Paul introduced, the CEO and founder of the Inside Job Academy, born and raised here in the UK. But originally from Ghana, West Africa. Been married for 9 years now, and have three beautiful children, two boys and two girls, 7, 6, and soon to be 5 year old. So yeah, that's a little bit about myself.
This is so powerful. Michael, you teach mindsets. And I believe that if you break success down to his nuts and bolts, it's all about how a person thinks. What is mindset? What is your definition of the word mindset? I mean, that's the essence of your business anyway.
Sure. Now, for me, mindset is really perspective, the way in which you look at things. It's your beliefs. Is basically on the premise that how you think, how you act, and how you feel creates your personality. This is a definition by Dr. Joe Dispenza. How you think, mm-hmm. how you act, and how you feel creates your personality. And it's your personality that creates your personal reality. So when we talk about mindset, it's simply the way you think and the way you feel and the way you act. That encapsulates and embodies what mindset is. And the fact that those three things dictate your personal life, your personal reality, it then shows you how important your mindset is in achieving anything that you want in this world.
Fantastic. I heard there's a very popular book by Stanford professor or doctor, her name is Carol Dweck. She wrote a book called Growth Mindset.
Yeah.
And in that book, she talked about that there's a fixed mindset and then there is a growth mindset, people. So where do you categorize the people who struggle, to work a job, struggle to grow a business? Where do you categorize it? And how can somebody move from a fixed mindset state of mind to a growth mindset so that they can accomplish the things that they set out to accomplish?
Yeah, no, Carol, I'm a great fan of Carol's work, you know, fixed mindset and growth mindset. You know, and your question is a very powerful question. You know, because when we speak about fixed mindset, that is an individual that has created a specific narrative around their life and concluded that the results that they have cannot be changed based on a particular reason. It could be something where they've grown up, their environment.
It's powerful.
They just see where they are as that's the only position I can be. And the reason is because of things outside of my control. About responsibility here. Growth mindset. This now says maybe the things that I went through could have had an impact on me. But it's so important for you to know
that
it may not have been your fault. It's your problem. But it is your responsibility.
Come on now.
Have a fixed mindset, and those who make excuses, those who believe that they're stuck, they give that power, that responsibility to something outside of themselves. So it's so important to have a growth mindset, because what a growth mindset says is that I have the power to change my narrative. To change my situation. And Paul, this is not something that is something that can be easily grasped, because if I give you my own kind of personal story, I didn't grow up around parents who were very affectionate physically around each other, right? Coming from an African background, I did not really see that. And being the firstborn, you know, I was just basically an individual who was had to take responsibility for everything. My own, my children, my I call them my children, but it's my siblings.
I like that.
My children, because I had to take full responsibility for them. So for me, my mind was just not about showing love, but about problem solving, about how to move forward, how to be an example. That was the condition that I grew up around. So now coming into marriage now, Paul, my wife, I would say if there was an association for Daddy's Girl, my wife would be the CEO and the president.
she'll be the leader of the WhatsApp group. I like that.
of that WhatsApp group, she'll be the one. So, and she really experienced a lot of affection and love from her dad. So now coming into marriage, that is where her expectancy was. But me, I came from a different background. So when she expected that love and affection, doing the five love languages, words of affirmation, I said to myself, that's not who I am. I'm not wired. That's not where I came from. And Paul, I held onto that narrative for many years. It's just recently, I will say in the last few months, after going into countless of marriage, you know, counseling sessions, that I realized that I can actually change that narrative. Yes, I didn't grow up from an environment where I saw affection, but I don't have to remain that way. I can say I was like that, but today I choose to be a husband that can show love and affection to my wife. It's what I mean about holding on to narratives and deciding that I can have a growth mindset where I can reprogram and retune my mind to think a different way and get a different outcome.
That's right. Very, 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 very powerful. Now, speaking about having a different outcome, we hear about people talking about reprogramming your mind. Look at the prefix, reprogram. To install a new program is tough. How does a person, because a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this podcast a lot.
Sure.
especially real estate people as well. How does an entrepreneur reprogram their mind to smash their sales targets that they've set for themselves? Because, for example, I was talking to a coaching client today. I said, business is a vehicle. Real estate is a vehicle. Coaching is a vehicle. Selling what everything you do is a vehicle. Mm. And in any vehicle, there's a driver. Mm. So usually when we complain, the problem is not the vehicle. Because if you complain about real estate, people are making money from real estate. People are making money from coaching, whatever it is. Mm. Usually the problem is the driver the vehicle. Mm. So how do we reprogram the mindset of the driver? Specific steps that they can use to accomplish the target that they've set for themselves.
Powerful question, Paul.
Yeah.
And you know, the whole, you know, idea about reprogram in your mind is not actually an abstract concept. It's actually an idea that has been backed by science. It's called is your ability to be able to, you know, rewire and refire, you know, neural cells within the mind in order for you to kind of gain a new identity and create new habits. It's actually a concept backed by science. Now, your question, how can somebody reprogram their mind?
Yes.
In terms of being able to achieve a sales target.
Yeah.
It's all about understanding the rules of engagement. That govern it. Just like the universe, there are rules that govern the universe. There are rules that must be followed. First of all, there must be an awareness of the rules, and then you must follow the rules and you'll be able to get a particular outcome.
Yeah.
You know, there's a story about some individuals who were in a village and they were farming using kind of physical tools. They didn't know about any equipment. They just used their manpower. And one day they were giving a vehicle, a tractor, to be able to you know, get around the farm faster. Now, while they were on a tractor and they were going at a very kind of a moderate speed, all of a sudden these individuals, while the tractor was moving, jumped off the tractor and ended up nearly killing themselves. Now, the reason why they nearly killed themselves is because they didn't realize about the forces that govern a tractor, and that you cannot just cause something to stop moving just because you jumped off. Now, their lack of awareness of that rule nearly endangered their life. Mm. But if they knew that in order, something is in motion, it has to stop before that you can come off and maintain that same motion, it would have helped them and it would have saved them. What do I mean by that when it comes to sales? You have to understand that there's a difference, and Dr. Myron Golden breaks it down very incredibly. There's a difference between persuading and convincing.
Mm.
When you're convincing someone, especially when it comes to sales, you are trying to give them something or change their mind on something that they don't even need or desire. But when you persuade something, it's something that somebody desires to have, and you're just positioning your product and service as a something of value for them to be able to get. And it all starts with your belief in the actual product itself. When you truly believe that this product can actually help somebody else, right?
Yeah.
From that alone, you're now in a position to really position what it is that you have, not in a sleazy way, but this is actually something that can help support their needs, whether it's B2B or B2C. And another thing that I want to say is, you visualizing yourself achieving what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that in this world, everything is created twice.
Mm.
First in the mind and then in reality.
Yeah.
When we look at that phone, it was first created in the mind of Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Then it came into reality.
Yes.
If you look at all the things, houses and, you know, cars, it was first created in the mind. So then you must understand, it goes back to mindset. There's a particular way in which you kind of view yourself, even if you've been bad at sales for many years.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating a sales target that you want, role-playing you know, yourself in that particular avenue. So first of all, you want to create that sales target. So know that there's rules of engagement. Create the sales target that you want to be able to have, and ask yourself, who is it that I need to be in order for me to be able to achieve? What identity do I need to possess? That's where it stems from. You know, since I'm coming to this year, my whole mantra is the success formula of be, do, have. In order for me to have something, there is something that I need to do. In order for me to do something in a natural position, there is someone that I need to be. Many of us want to smash the sales target, but are not willing to do what is necessary in order to smash it, or even become the person who has the right to be able to do the thing and have the thing in as a consequence. So these are the concepts that we must understand, these rules of engagement, and be able to put ourselves in that position and become that person in order for us to achieve. And it goes into every goal, whether it's health, whether it's finances, whether it's relationship. That's where it all starts. How do you see yourself? What identity do you hold of yourself? And once you can begin there, you know, you'll start to grow into that person, and then your results will definitely begin to change.
Oh, that's very powerful. That's very powerful. Speaking of identity, because you touched on something so powerful, because I know that once we shift our identity, we shift our actions and we shift our results. I think it's Brad Stone's book, The Everything Store, about Amazon. He said that Amazon has this philosophy of walking backwards. And I think it's a very, very spiritual philosophy. So they do a press release first before a product is released. It's like God saying that you speak into existence before it happens. So they do a press release first. That's what they did. That's what they did before they released the Amazon Kindle. All right. So they do it first before they now release it. Now, in what way can somebody fix their identity? So, for example, I went on a run this morning. It was cold. I was telling my sons, I've got three sons. My first son is 15. My second son is 14. My last child is 11. Wow. So I told them that, you know, it was cold. You all were sleeping.
Yeah.
I got up in the morning, like I normally do by 5. Yeah. Had my cup of coffee. Went on a run. Yeah. Because I have an identity that I'm a type of guy that do hard things. How do people reinforce their identity? Because I believe, my brother, that once we set the identity, it helps us set our prices. You don't go below that because that's your identity.
Yeah.
And you just reinforce it. In what way can somebody listen to this and say, Michael, thank you. These are the steps that you need to take to reinforce this identity that you say that you have.
Brilliant question. The first thing I will say is, you need to set a goal or target of what it is that you want to be able to achieve.
Very good.
To have a destination. What is that goal? What is that target? As Bob Proctor always says, the only prerequisite of getting what you want is just knowing what you want. Once you say, this is what I really want, that is the prerequisite of getting it. So the first thing you want to do, in order for you to change your identity, is to know what identity is it that you want to be able to encapsulate.
Yeah.
That you want to become in the Once you do that, Paul, the next thing that you want to do is to be conscious about your unconscious thoughts.
Come on now.
And really watch the language that come out of your mouth. I can give to be able to, you know, really help to facilitate this point. Is, let's just say that somebody who has been a smoker for the last 15 years makes a decision that they no longer want to be a smoker. So that's number one. They've decided on a goal. My goal is that I want to quit smoking. The next thing is they need to be mindful of their language. Now, let's just say 15 years, you know, they've been smoking. They're trying to now quit smoking. And now in the midst of them quitting smoking, somebody offers them a cigarette. They can answer it in two ways. The first way they can answer it, Paul, is to say, no, thank you. I'm trying to quit smoking. And the second way they can answer it is, no thank you, I do not smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the first answer, no thank you, I'm trying to quit smoking, that statement alone is letting them identify themselves as being a smoker.
That's right, that's right.
A time's gonna come, they're using willpower to be able to stop it, but identity, you know, what you do stems from identity. And if you see yourself as a smoker, there's only so much you can say no to. But the second answer, I do not smoke, you are now seeing yourself as a non-smoker. So therefore, it will be easier to do what non-smokers do.
That's right.
Language. So now when you're setting your prices, when you are setting your goals, you want to now identify yourself, even if you don't see the results, speak the things as if they are, the things that are not as if they are. Even if you don't see the results, identify yourself as that person.
Mm.
And you'll start to see that you will start to now find it easier to do the things that that person does. Don't say, I'm trying to wake up in the morning to run. Call yourself a runner.
Mm.
Find yourself as a runner. You will be able to do what runners do. You know, I am a man that, you know, is able to, you know, give words of affirmation. I'm not trying to. I'm already that person. I'm just waiting for time to catch up. So number one, set your goal of what it is that you want to do and be mindful of the language. Use language that affirms the identity of that individual.
Mm.
That the actions will follow.
Mm. How do you, as a mindset expert, right, how do you handle the inevitability of challenges in business? You lose a client. I mean, yesterday I lost a sale. I was telling people in my community that I lost a sale yesterday. But I took a cold shower. I had a great dance. And I said, for my shame, I'm going to get double.
Yes.
And I tweeted out something. I said, be unignorable. Mm. So that's the way I deal with it. I said to myself, what part of the process that made this client not buy is true? How do I correct that? So how do you, because it's going to happen to people listening to us, right? How have you dealt with your own challenges when they come running a business?
You know, again, it goes back to perspective, Paul. You have to understand that anything that happens in business, it either going to grow your business or it's going to grow you.
Yeah.
You have a big goal and a big dream, life will test you to see how much you really wanted it.
Yes.
Because disruption always follows intention.
Mm.
Well, if there's something that you want to achieve, once you become intentional about something, it will always get harder before it gets easier.
That's
why so many people give up. Because they say, yes, I want to start a business. They have all these goals of, I'm going to be financially free. I'm going to be able to retire my parents. I'm going to live this life of freedom. They get so excited until they get knocked down.
Mm.
Like I said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Goals and dreams until life knocks us down.
Yeah.
But life comes to test you. You know, the one of the characteristics from the book Think and Grow Rich of the successful is the word persistent. How persistent are you? Being persistent is what allows you to separate. There can be no champion without a challenge. Competition, there can be no winner. So you have to understand that these setbacks are, number one, part of business. No, you're going to lose the client. You're gonna have life hit you, but it's all there to test you and to grow you and to make you become the person that you need to be. That you expect these things. You expect the setbacks. You expect the heartaches. You expect the disappointments. But if you get knocked down, you have to understand that you have to get back up. Because Paul, I've had my fair share of being knocked down. Left my corporate role, went into network marketing, and I went into a business of putting on events.
Hmm.
And got stabbed in the back by one of my business partners, ended up losing everything, ended up losing, I went into six figures debt.
Whoa.
Sitting there, I'm talking about six figures of loans trying to recover the damage of the business. I had every reason to give up on life. I had every reason to say, this has destroyed me. But what I realized after going through that heartache is not all storms come to destroy. Some come to clear your path.
Come on now.
We dig deep as to the reason why you started in the first place. And you hold on to a why, a vision that is bigger than yourself. Because there's a difference between goals and destiny, Paul. I mean, dreams and destiny. A dream is there for things that you like. Destiny is there to impact the lives of other people.
Yeah.
Most hardest part of my time, I said to myself, I can't give up on this. Because yes, my dreams may be delayed, but I cannot give up on my destiny. Impacting the lives of people that came after me. So what you need to do is, number one, find a deep why. What is the reason why? Because your reason why would carry you through some of the most darkest times of your life.
That's right.
The inevitable that in business there will come challenges. Every challenge is there to grow you and to make you hold on to your why. You have these two principles and you'll be able to weather any storm that comes your way.
Oh, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. Still on reprogramming our mind, because I want people to really leave there really working on their minds. I think Carl Jung said that until we make the unconscious conscious, we'll call it fate.
Hey.
I think it was one other lady that said we've got to make the unfamiliar familiar. I've forgotten her name now.
Yeah.
So what role does writing down goals and journaling play in reprogramming our minds for success? Because you call Think and Grow Rich right now, like, yo, that's a classic. My copy is here, some old bashed copies. Yes, I read that book almost every day. I learned that from Bob Proctor. Yeah, so what role has writing the goals down every day and journaling play in reprogramming our minds for success?
There's something powerful about writing it down. You know, it's like taking something from the spiritual and bringing it into the physical. It says in the beginning was the word was with God.
That's right.
God, and the word became flesh. You write down your goals, you're taking it from the spiritual and bringing it into the physical. Some sort of accountability for you.
So
you write it down on a piece of paper. Because you writing it down, number one, it shows clarity on what it is that you want. It also gives your mind a target. What I've realized, Paul, is that people underestimate the power of their mind. Underestimate it, how powerful our minds are. And when we get to understand in whose image we were created and we understand the power that we have, we will even be afraid to speak certain things.
Yeah.
We will understand the power, even the power of words, right? Because we were created as a success mechanism. You have to understand, even look at animals, squirrels. No one teaches a squirrel that they must go and find nuts and store it for the winter. That is not taught.
Yeah.
That's instinct that is in them.
Yeah.
Birds are not taught how to fly and how to navigate. It's a success instinct that is built within them. But these are just instincts. It's pre-programmed within them.
Yeah.
The difference between animals and mankind is that we have a mental faculty called imagination, where we are able to direct our success mechanism towards a particular goal.
Yeah.
So you have to understand, animals have theirs already pre-written within them. They have goals, they're there to procreate, there to survive, that's all. But we have the power to be able to imagine where it is that we want to be and who it is that we. Once we understand that power, we will now have to give that mechanism a direction. And that's where writing your goals come true.
Mm.
You have to understand that this is how powerful our minds are, Paul. There's something called the reticular
activating system. Come on now.
It has many roles, but one of the roles is there to filter out distractions and help us to focus, because you have to understand, especially when we're driving, so much is going on. We have this person running across the road, this child is crying, and if we don't have the reticular activating system, we'll be distracted by everything that is going on and we won't even be able to function. But let's just say, for example, you want a black Tesla car. This is something that you want. You know, you desire it and you've been looking on the adverts, you look on YouTube reviews, and that's what you want. When you go outside and you're driving, what car do you see?
You see the Tesla.
You see the Tesla. Because that is on your mind. Before, you wouldn't notice it.
Yes.
You've been there. And this is why writing your goals is so important. Because your subconscious mind is so powerful that when you give it a direction,
yes,
it will be able to highlight the path and the route in order for you to get there. You will start meeting people that can help you to get towards your goal.
That's right.
Entering events and rooms that will give you the tools that you need. Why? Because your reticular activating system has been activated and will help support you get to where it is that you're going.
This yes. is why
write down your goals. It's just not something that people just say just to make you feel good, but you have to understand that you give your body, your mind a direction.
Yes.
And it will get you there beyond your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind, which is the most powerful part of your mind, will help you get there. How do I know it's powerful? Do you cause your heart to beat?
No.
It controls the hemostasis process within your body.
No.
When you wake up, Who helps you with digestion? It's not your conscious mind that is in play. It's your subconscious mind. So if your subconscious mind can keep you alive, it can also help you to get to where it is that you want to get to. This is why writing your goals is so important.
Wow. Wow. This is so, so, so powerful. There's something you said that was so powerful. You said, we underestimate the power of our minds. Let me think about it. It's so powerful. Extremely powerful. Look at men that I've lived before, like Napoleon the Great, Winston Churchill. Look at the British Empire. They control over 80% of the world at some point. To show you the power of the human will to do the impossible. You know, this is so powerful. As we begin to wrap up this conversation, right? What are some of your favorite books on mindset that has really, really helped and shaped your thinking?
So a book that I just constantly studying right now is Psycho Cybernetics.
Oh, that's it. Got it. Yeah.
Maxwell Maltz, my guy.
Yes.
Cybernetics. You know,
that's a classic. Yeah,
classic. You know, when we talk about the self-help industry, you know, really having some profound concepts, you know,
as an OG, yeah,
to define what the self-image is, everything that we're speaking about, you know, the self-image, identity, you know, changing your beliefs, visualization, affirmation, it really stems from that book. So yeah, that's a powerful book that I really am studying. So I'm looking at some other books that I have here. This book here, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, is something that I'm really reading. It talks about conquering your hidden fear and taking your life to the next level. Again, it's speaking about the power of limiting beliefs, how your past has is there to not to imprison you, but to school you on ways in which you can break beyond, you know, that. So I would say my number one book is Psycho Cybernetics. Another one that I absolutely love is The Psychology of Money.
Yeah, Morgan Housel.
Yeah, it takes these concepts, but then specifically applies it to money, you know, and the mindset that we need in order for us to be able to, you know, manage our finances and position ourselves in great ways. So I will share those three books. Those three books, I would say, are ones that are really helping me to go deeper into this understanding of the mind and to apply certain principles.
Wow. Finally, I'd like to ask a question as well. What's your morning routine like, or an evening routine, if you've got one? How how do you use that to balance yourself, you know?
100%. So my morning routine, I wake up between the hours of 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. And when I wake up, I spend the first hour in devotion. So that is me praying, reading my Bible. I'm really grounding myself, you know. I'm committing my day, my life, my family into God's hands. So that's the first hour. The second hour of my morning routine then goes into personal development. So that includes, you know, writing out my goals 10 times every single day. Literally, I have my book here, Inside Job, and every single day I write out the goals 10 times every single day. I write it out. And then I have my affirmations. I have my self-image script, a script that I write, that I read out every day. Self-confidence formula from Think and Grow Rich. I read that out. And then there's another script from Secrets of a Millionaire Mind that I read out. So I read these scripts every day and affirm myself, affirm my mind. And straight after that, I go to the gym. So the gym is kind of the last part of my morning routine. My goal is to spend at least 45 minutes in the gym. And by the time I come home, it's getting the kids ready to go to school. And then my day literally begins. So that's my morning routine.
That's an unstoppable routine, man. That's fire. Firepower. Try to compete with a guy like that.
Before you even wake up, I'm ready. I'm on fire.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, Michael, this has been a very, very fascinating conversation. I thoroughly enjoy talking to you.
No, likewise.
It's obvious that we'll have to do this again. Yes. I didn't even say, guys, if you're listening to this on YouTube, you've got to click the subscribe button. If you're listening to this on Spotify, click the subscribe button. You know, just write a comment. This has been a banger episode, man. Very, very good. Very practical, very hands-on. So, Mike, if people want to get more about you, where do they check you out? Have you got like a product? You've got like an Instagram handle? I'm going to put that in the show notes anyway.
Yeah, so my Instagram is I am Michael AJ. You can connect with me on Instagram. To find out exactly what it is that I do, go to my website, michaelaj.com. And there you find a bit more about what it is that I do and how I can help support individuals and corporations along that journey. You know, because what I've realized in my life is that the success that we're looking for, the happiness that we're looking for, is in fact an inside job. You know, that's what it is. When you go into, let's just say there's a big bank robbery, right? A bank that has maximum security. And we wake up in the morning and they say there's been a robbery, the Bank of England, for example. The news report will say that if we look at the security system on this bank, the only way that somebody will be able to break in is if it's an inside job.
That's yeah.
And that's the same thing goes in our life. The only way that I can control you, the only way that I can dictate your results, is if I'm able to get inside your mind and reprogram your mind and get you to believe something that is not conducive to the results.
Yeah.
That is how powerful our mind is. It's so secure. The only thing that can destroy us, it ain't the enemy, but it's the enemy, the person that's in the voices that is in our minds. But if we get to control that, change our minds, we change our lives. So yeah, that's the way in which they can connect with me. I look forward to connecting with each individual. Like Paul said, make sure that you subscribe to this YouTube channel. It's going to have more amazing guests, more tips to be able to help you get to the next level in your life.
Thank you so much. I'm going to stop the recording, then we can talk a little bit for... Sure. Thank you so much, Mr. Michael. This has been a fascinating conversation, man. It's like this.